Trump promised a lot of things.
I thought it would be more family values and those programs that really, they really need here.
One of those promises was to protect Medicaid, which 67% of people in this district rely on. It's the largest percentage of any district in the entire country.
Can you guarantee that Medicare, Medicaid will not be touched?
Yeah, I mean, I have said it so many times, we're not gonna touch it.
But his administration just proposed an $880 billion cut to Medicaid over the next 10 years.
One resident who would be impacted by Medicaid cuts is 64-year-old Irma Arredondo, who voted for Trump in 2024. Irma has several chronic health issues, including type 1 diabetes. She's also a full-time caregiver for her daughter, who has cerebral palsy, and her sister, who has Turner syndrome.
Valerie has her medication for her seizures. She needs care, everything.
This is for the, yeah, for the cholesterol too. This is also for my blood pressure.
So Medicaid pays for all of it?
Yes.
If you didn't have Medicaid, how much would this cost you? How much money?
Oh, thousands maybe.
Thousands.
Thousands.
And that's just for you?
That's for me.
Not for your daughter? Not for your sister?
No. The medicine that my daughter takes for seizures, I won't be able to afford it. So we feel hopeless if those cuts come, you know. What we're going to do.
Irma was a farm worker for more than a decade. She believes that some of her and her children's health issues can be linked to the pesticides she was exposed to while working in the fields.
So with these risks that you and your community face in agriculture, and then to have the system threaten to take away your health insurance, to take away protection, how does it make you feel?
Like I told you, I feel like this tubbiness in the back. You know, but why? Why when we put food on their tables? You know that we risk our health. Look at me right now. Look at me, how many sicknesses that I have. The COPD, I didn't have COPD at that time. We got all in the fields. Where else?
We're seeking permanent income tax cuts all across the board.
The $880 billion in Medicaid cuts proposed in President Trump's budget will help pay to permanently extend his 2017 tax cuts.
The largest tax breaks would go to the wealthiest individuals. Are those your values?
No, that's not right.